Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he's surely taking advantage of the time we have left in these last few days. The Lord is moving. And I thank God for every day of grace that he gives us. It's a blessing to look for his return. Looking to his return is a focus. Anytime you're looking at the Lord, you're very well, that's supreme focus. When you focus on him, a lot of things just get in order. You know, I said on a previous broadcast that if you're driving a car, if you're looking just a few feet in front of the car, the ride won't be as smooth. Because you're trying to make all the adjustments you need to make. And you're trying to be aware of things that you see and dodge little bumps. But when you look way ahead, you're focused and whatever adjustments you need to make, it's a smoother transition. People who look farther down the road, they drive better. And it's a more relaxing ride. So it is with looking at the Lord. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And it causes all things to be in perspective. The way you treat people, you're more apt to remember the word because you're focused on doing God's word. See, no man is seeing God face to face. It's not a physical looking at God, but it's considering his word. You know that he may return. You want to be ready when he comes back. You want him to be pleased with your work. And the only way to do it, according to Zechariah 4, is by the Spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not your thoughts. It's not your wisdom. It's not your strength. It's whatever his Spirit is guiding you to do. The revelation from the Holy Spirit will cause you to do the necessary things. And then, when you're doing the things he's guided you to do, you're hitting the mark. That's the best way to be a blessing to your friends and family. That's the best way to be a blessing to your congregation if you're a pastor, or the congregation if you're a church member, or the Sunday school class, or whatever you're doing. If you can, as we look to the Lord, he will bring great things out of us and cause us to do his perfect will. And it'll be done in good timing. With God, everything's evaluated. I always say that, so you're used to it. But faith comes by hearing. Knowing that everything's evaluated, it causes me to trust God's word, his guidance, what he puts on the inside. Even then, along with the revelation that he gives. And the revelation is a good thing. I always want to know more. Because the more I understand, the better I can cooperate with him. And if I can cooperate, I can stay steady. It'll be a smooth ride. I won't make unnecessary mistakes and slow things down. Now, I'm not afraid of making mistakes, and I'm not afraid of anything evil. Because if I can look to the Lord, I can change all that. Even if I did make a mistake, if I look to him, I can get out of it. And I made mistakes, and that's the way. These are the things that I learned when I sought the Lord about how to do things the proper way. So when I made mistakes and then the Lord corrected me and showed me what to do, I realized that even though I have good intentions, I can still make mistakes now. So if I can pay attention to him, I can cut to the chase and just do his wisdom in the first place. Now, the things about making mistakes, it gives you a a chance to learn something you may not have known. You're alerted to the fact that you didn't know something. So I don't need mistakes to learn from God. Everything that causes me to be curious, I ask many questions. And that's something that's lacking in the body of Christ. They don't ask the Lord their questions. Your questions are important to your future, because your questions help you to be solid when He answers you. It helps you to trust Him in the future. Remember, faith is a verb. Trust is a noun. And I ask the Lord to help me understand that the way He does. And He put it to me so plain I can never forget it. He said, faith is the verb side of trust. Trust is the noun side of faith. And the way it works is, and this is how He explained it to me, faith is now. It believes God's word now, in current time. But trust believes God for the future from a past position. We trust God because we had faith in His word in the past, and our faith was finished and became knowledge. And now He has rapport with us. He has a reputation of keeping His word, and we know that we can count on it. Now, when you say trusting God, everybody knows it's bad news to not trust God. But nobody trusts anyone for nothing. They trust people for a reason. Even God. Even God. Now, He's done everything that we should never not trust God. But we still have to, we learn to trust Him by having faith in His word. What goes on is people say, I trust God, and they act like they don't. Because saying that you trust God is politically correct. It's socially the thing to say. But truly trusting God, that comes from believing His word and acting on it. So trust is you believe in God for the future from a past position, a past reference of Him keeping His word. And that's how we all do it. The more we trust Him, the more we'll see Him for who He is. And the more we'll understand what He has to say. Now, and He loves us. He cares about every part of our life. And I once told a couple, God, He won't leave any joy out of your life. This was years before they had children, and now they got children. And I knew that God wouldn't leave any joy out of their life. The Lord knows what He's doing. He cares about every part of your life. And the more we trust Him, the more we will see what He's talking about. And the Lord delights in giving us the answers to the questions that we have. I used to ask Him about outer space. You see all those stars out there, the ones He talked to Abraham about. And I just had to ask Him. I said, Lord, is there life on other planets? What's going on? What's out there? I know that the Word said You made it all, so what's out there? And now, core religion would say, don't ask God something like that. But the Lord, when I was in His presence, He said, it honors me that You asked me about My creation. And He told me things and showed me things. I had visions about some things. So I encourage you, if you want to know about things like that, ask Him. Because He made life. Most of the stars you see are suns, and they have planets. One day He said, I'm still making planets and people. So if you want to know things like that, it's up to you to ask Him. He's your Father. See, God is not a stranger to us. And everything that He's done, He does it openly. And if you want to ask Him, ask Him. And I know the Word says secret things of God's, but He can tell you whether it's a secret or not. He put that out there to make you curious, so you'll ask Him. We need a relationship, a thriving relationship with God. and we can have it through Jesus Christ. Now, most people want to act like God's people in the wilderness. They're in covenant with God, but are strange. And I'm going to tell you why they acted like that. Because they did not trust him. That's why they acted like that. And they had faith. They would do what Moses said do. It was more like they were obedient. Now they would do everything Moses said do. Now they had faith. I would say more like a grain of a mustard seed. But they had faith because they obeyed. People don't obey without faith. But they didn't learn to trust the person of who God is, the divine person of God. They never learned to trust him. Only a few people, Joshua and Caleb in that generation, out of all of them, trusted God. And Moses, of course, but he couldn't go to the promised land. Now, all this happened. Out of all those millions of people, two people believed God. And Caleb was adamant about it. Let's go up at once, he said. Joshua was right there with him. Now, that kind of trust, that comes from looking at him and observing him and obeying him and seeking him. That kind of trust always comes out of love and honor and dedication to God. But the reason they had such a hard trouble trusting God is because they saw God in view of Pharaoh. All their references to God, they expected God to act like Pharaoh. Because Pharaoh was their authority figure. And he was a hard boss. And they thought God was a hard boss. They accused him of every accusation or every reference they had for God. They always accused him of doing something that Pharaoh would have done. He brought us out here to kill us. We don't have any meat. We don't have any water. You know, Pharaoh acted like that, not God. God never acted like that. And people today, their view of God is shaped by their first authority figures. If they had stingy parents, it's harder for them to believe that God is generous. And God is greatly generous. He's not like stingy parents. And then if people who had wealthy parents that actually spoiled them, they think God is like them. Their parents were not wise, and God is wise. He gives us blessings. He designed us to prosper as our soul prospers. Now the things, the grace of God, the precious promises are multiplied to us. Things like faith and knowledge and wisdom. But daily provisions are added over time. You work and you receive pay and you buy what you want. That's how it works. You sow seeds. See, when you pay tithes and offerings, that keeps God involved in your finances. And he and through that, you know, as you look to the Lord, you're going to win no matter what you're doing. No matter where you work, no matter how it ends up, you're going to win. Because you're doing it God's way. God has a system that causes you to thrive. And some people meet God after they've gotten knee-deep in debt. They're up to their neck in debt. And they have their paycheck's not enough to cover all the money they've already spent. Now they may have to get another job to pay tithes until they can get it right. They're in a rut. But once you start paying tithes and offerings, God is involved. It keeps you balanced. It helps you stay. It's a reason for everything. And God has a supreme good reason for whatever he gives you to do. But when you're giving, the love that causes you to give keeps you balanced from being covetous. See, everything works together. And in God, the way you prosper will be healthy. It will be right. It will be foundational. And it won't be, you'll have durable riches that can't be taken from you. Now, people who are in debt, they're paying interest just to have something that's decreasing in value. Because of their impatience, they wanted it now, they got it now. Now they got to pay for it. And while they're paying for it, it's steadily becoming junk. It's wearing out. And hopefully they'll pay for it long before the value goes too low. Many people are upside down in cars. The car is worth $4,000 and they owe $10,000. And if they don't pay it back, they won't be able to buy a new one on credit. And if they don't ever get their finances straight, they'll always be in a rut. And on top of all that, they hardly take care of the car that they got. I know because I'm a mechanic. And a lot of people don't take care of cars, and they do things that cost them even more money. And I know about that. That's my profession. I know how people treat their car. They don't change the oil. They don't change the coolant parts in time. They let it get old. There are some parts you can fix and keep the car from overheating. And every time a car overheats, that takes miles off that engine and the transmission. It does long-term damage. You may not see it, but the car won't last as long. But the wisdom of God, my customers who listen, I say, let's change the water pump. They usually go out around 100,000 miles. Let's change that water pump and all the belts and hoses with it. Because hoses and belts last longer too. But let's change it all. Everything old that comes off, let's go back new. All right, that eliminates that problem. Then they got to keep clean oil in it. That eliminates engine problems. And they got to keep that transmission cool. That eliminates transmission problems. And they'll be able to pay for the car. And they're operating in the wisdom of God. It's a machine. It doesn't heal itself. It wears out, and you have to replace parts. So it is with us. And people don't, their finances end up in bankruptcy because of things just like I just stated. They don't know. But the guidance of God, if the Holy Spirit will guide you to talk to professional people sometime, the right people that love you. And they'll give you insight in how to handle your situations better. Now, the Holy Spirit can teach you things like that, but he'll probably lead you to people that can share you with you information. But you gotta seek and learn. And sometimes you're around people that can help you. And sometimes in a conversation, I tell people things, but they're not focused on what I'm saying. Those things have no reference. They don't understand the parts, how the cars work. To me, to them, it's gibberish. But I know that if they listen, they'll save money. Now, and some people are looking for more knowledge, and some people are not. Some people are wiser than others. But if you can be wise, if you're looking at the Lord, you'll seize opportunities that you're already near. The Lord taught me that a long time ago. He said every day he sends people opportunities, but they don't see it because they're not looking at him. If you're tuned in to do the word of God, to obey the word of God, your life is going to repair in many ways. It's going to heal through that account of obedience. It's obedience because the things that the word of God said tell us to do will take us, will help us grow and make the right changes and make the best decisions. And that's God's will. Making daily good decisions will put us over the top. And that's what people who grow in wealth do. Now, the opportunity, he's going to give you, he gave you opportunities every day of your life, and he's got more coming. But you're not going to capitalize on them unless you're looking at it. unless you're looking for it. He's going to cause people to say things that you need. And people are looking for what you do for a living all around you. I don't advertise my business, but people know I fix cars. And the reason they trust me to fix them because I do a good job. So when I need money, somebody always got something for me to fix. Sometimes I can't even enjoy what I'm already fixing for people trying to get me to fix something else. And if I want an off day, I just have to not promise people things. Now, God loves us. The opportunities are here. They're around us. Some of you are around people that can teach you a whole profession. You may need more money, and you may know somebody that does something. They have a business and they need some help. And not only will, if you help them, they'll help you understand some things. And you can possibly take over that business one day or start one like it. But when people decide, well, I don't want to do nothing, that's a death. Laziness is a death. In your young, strong years, you need to be working. Because the things that we need are added to us. So we need to be developing while we're strong. While we have a good strong back and strong arms and strong legs and a strong mind, we need to be buying a house and things like that. That way, when we're older, we won't have to go out there in the cold and rain and work outside. Some people, they live too soft of a life. That's not God's best. If you follow the word of God, if you look unto Him, you're going to become industrious. But you'll work with great wisdom. And the work that's hard, now it'll get easier because you'll develop muscles for it. You'll learn techniques. And you'll have muscle memory to do the things that's required without hurting yourself. And in other words, life gets easier as you're active. But those who live a soft life and won't do their part, they're gonna have, if you watch, they're not as happy and they don't live as good. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.